We have her here so she can talk to us all about what the astrology means for us in December. And as you know, Stacy's with us every month at the beginning of the month, and she shares her words of wisdom and how to navigate what the planets have in store for us. So let's welcome Stacy. Stacy, how are you?
I'm happy to be here with you tonight. I'm a little startled. It's December.
Really? Yeah, it went quick.
It's like it happened very quickly, right?
Yeah, 1 minute we were in November, and then poof, we were in December. And matter of fact, it seems like just the other day it was the 4th of July.
Somebody said something to me the other day about the year 2030, and I didn't think I was hearing anything correctly. So, yes. So it is the end of the year, and when we're starting to wrap things up and look towards next year. So we could take a look at what this month kind of means for all of us. I have to say we have some relief with some retrogrades, and Neptune is going direct. So we do have some relief, but it's like we're setting ourselves up to see, well, what do we need to focus on next year? Because that's what we always do with a new moon. I don't know. I hope everybody looked out their window tonight or outside. You could see the full moon's getting there by tomorrow night. It's beautiful up in the sky.
Yes, I noticed it when I pulled out of my driveway to head to the station. It wasn't quite dark yet, but I could see the moon forming. It was beautiful. It looked like it was almost full. So by tomorrow, I think we're going to be looking at a full moon.
Yeah, on the East Coast at 6:14 tomorrow night. So, yes, and it is in Gemini. So we're going to take a look at what, you know, the full moon is always the culmination of a six-month cycle. And the full moon brings revelations and endings and surprises. So we'll take a look at what area of our life we could expect a little surprise or revelation or change. And then, of course, the new moon is on the 19th. And I was referencing in your email today, the new moon is when we envision what we want over the next 6 months. And our charts and the planets tell us what area in our life we want to focus on. So this will be tied into our New Year's resolutions and what area we want to focus on. So I thought we'd take a look at, well, what's happening tomorrow night and what area of our life could we maybe learn something new about, and then what we want to envision and where the universe is telling us we want to have a new outlook, a new way of approaching that part of life. So I'm ready to rock around the clock whenever you are, Sarah.
I am, but I have a question, Stacy. So when you say that this full moon is about a look back, so if we go back to June, because it's about 6 months ago from this full moon, right, and we're closing it, really the cycle closes on the new moon, right, on the 19th. So from June, approximately June 19th to December 19th, what should somebody look at, you know, because we're closing a cycle. So explain to our listeners, what does that really mean? And when they look back in June, tell us what they would be looking for to see what shifted, or how would you describe that to them?
Yeah, and, you know, when we go back to June, there was a new moon in Cancer. And I'm sure that month we talked about for everybody. So the new moon is a new cycle. And let's look at what area in your life you want to have a new vision of. You want to do a reboot. What do you want to see changing? So if you think back to what might have been going on in your life in June and where you were focusing on, now is the time to say, well, how was that working out? How did that, your vision, what moves did you make, or whatever things you put in motion then to make that vision become a reality could come to a culmination in this full moon. It's an opportunity for us on the new moons. So the full moons, in some ways, let us know how good we did in working in our vision board. It also could bring changes that we might need to make in that area of your life, too. And, of course, as you know, that depends on your sign and what we talked about. So to bring that forward, Sarah, I'd say now when we're talking about this new moon, pay attention as to when I tell you what area of life that's in. And then we could all check back in 6 months to see how that worked out. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense, yes. And I would say, Stacy, that when we look forward, we really want to set some clear intentions because this new moon, when we approach it, is really close to the end of the year. So it's really going to kind of push us into 2026 and give us our really solid start. So I would imagine being clear on our intentions is really important.
And think about when I talk about what house, meaning the houses, always mean what area in your life is this going to focus on? Because you might not have thought that's an area you have to pay attention to. And the universe is saying, there's something going on here that you want to think about and envision in a better way for yourself. Okay. So pay attention to that, too, because that's where the universe is calling us. And, yeah, that's why it is going to be part of, really, this vision is your New Year's resolution, really, because you have a chance to envision what you would like to be. So if we're talking about if this happens to fall in your house of relationships, well, how do you want to envision that relationship to look like over the next 6 months?
Yes.
You know, it's the old vision board. What it's an empty slate. Or if we talk about money, well, what do you need to do? Where do you want to be in terms of money over the next 6 months? So pay attention to what area, because that's highlighting what you need to focus on, envision. And, of course, vision needs follow through. You can't just, you know, but if you build it, it will come. So first you have to vision, have the vision, and then you know what to build.
Perfect.
I got a Field of Dreams flashback in that, Sarah, somehow.
Yeah, Field of Dreams, absolutely. Let's rock them around the clock here, Stacy. Tell us, what can we expect and what astrological sign are we starting with? Are we going to start with Aries and go from there?
Yeah. Yeah, let's start with Aries. So for you, the Gemini full moon tomorrow night, that is in your third house. Now, that's about communications, conversations. It may have to do with siblings or people in your neighborhood. You might see something happen in that area of your life. Now, the new moon for you is in your ninth house, and that's calling you to think big, get out into the world, travel. Where do you want to go? Learning. What classes do you want to take? The ninth house is expanding your purview and your philosophy. So think about how you want to expand and learn and travel in the world. Now, Taurus, the full moon tomorrow night, that's in your house of money. So something might pay off. Some money may come through for you. Something might change in your earnings with this full moon. Now, the new moon for you is in your eighth house, Taurus. That's about shared finances. It's about intimate relationships. So if you need to reshuffle your shared finances or pay off debts or reset your trusts and money, this is the time to do it. Now, Gemini, the full moon tomorrow night is in your first house. That makes you right center stage. Personal breakthrough for you. Something is going to change about something you've been working on that is going to allow you to move forward in your own space. And the new moon for you is in your seventh house. That is your committed relationships. So December new moon is going to bring a new vision for your love relationship or your business relationship. You got a clean slate to envision how you want that to look. Now, Cancer, tomorrow's full moon is in your 12th house. That's of what's behind closed doors. That's healing you've been working on. So you should be getting some relief of some work you've been doing kind of behind your own scenes. And for you, the new moon, that's in your house of daily life, your routine, Sag, your health. Put together, if you need to sign up for exercise classes, now is the time to do it. Time to get organized. What do you want to do about your health and organization in the next 6 months? It's also the house of pets, so maybe you're thinking about adopting a little one. Now, Leo, full moon tomorrow night is in your 11th house. That's friends, groups, networks. Maybe the group you're working on is culminating on a project. or maybe you're realizing somebody you thought was a friend is not really a friend, and you need to move on. Now, for you, the new moon is in your fifth house. That is romance. That is passion. What do you want to bring into your life? It's also the house of your own talents. How are you going to put your artistic talents out there for the world to see? It's also about children. So if you're thinking about expanding your family and adding children, this new moon might be what you're thinking about. Now, Virgo, the full moon tomorrow night for you is in the 10th house of career. You might see a turning point at work. Maybe there'll be an opportunity or a promotion or something that's going to make you move to something you really need to do instead. And the new moon for you, Virgo, that's in your 4th house. That's home. Maybe you're envisioning a renovation. Maybe you're thinking about moving. It could be family, a family situation that you need to get to a better place. Now, Libra, the Gemini full moon tomorrow night, that's in your 9th house. So that could bring clarity about travel plans for you. It's also the house of legal matters and long-term planning. You could finally make a move of what you've been thinking about for the last 6 months. Now, your new moon, Libra, is in your 3rd house of communication, so it's a good time for writing and teaching, projects getting out there. It's also the 3rd house of your neighborhood, things in your neighborhood, or working with siblings on a project could be great for you. Now, Scorpio, the full moon tomorrow night is in your 8th house. That's about your shared finances, your really pivotal, intimate relationships. So there could be a turning point in those areas for you, Scorpio. Now, your new moon is in your 2nd house. That's money. So it's a great time to plan. How do you want to make some new money, new income streams? Reset your budgeting. Great time for that. Sag, happy birthday, Sag. You're all celebrating this month. The full moon for you is in your house of committed relationships, so you might have some insights into a partnership or make a decision on should I stay or should I go. And your new moon in Sag is in your 1st house. It's a brand new you. Maybe you're thinking about changing your hair or your clothing or how you look or what you want to be or do this year. Now, Capricorn, the full moon for you tomorrow night is in your 6th house. That's health. That's everyday life. That's a project wrap-up. And me being a Capricorn, I realize I have 2 doctor's appointments on the full moon, so I guess it's pushing me to look at my health. Now, the new moon for us Capricorns is in the 12th house. That's the house of healing, the spiritual house, the time of resting. So 6 months for you is going to be doing some inside meditation work and letting go of what you need to let go to move forward. Aquarius, Gemini full moon for you tomorrow is in your 5th house. That is romance, creative endeavors, children. You might see some news in any of those areas. And the new moon for you is in your house of friendship, networks. It's also your house of goals. So it's a perfect time for you, Aquarius, to really sit and envision what you want next year. Do your planning. Pisces, the full moon for you tomorrow night is in your house of home and family. Maybe a decision needs to be made regarding a family decision that's been hanging out for 6 months, or maybe a decision about a home or moving or changing states. The new moon for you, Pisces, is in your 10th house, so that's your career. Where do you want to be? Start visualizing. Do you want a promotion? Do you want to find a new career? Are you happy? Do you want to make more money? It's all about career. So set your 6-month vision for that. So, Sarah, we all have areas where we have opportunities to kind of set a new goal starting into the new year. And that's why I shared mine. When I look at mine, too, as I always do, I could see, yep, that's what's happening. And if that's what's happening, it means we have to pay attention.
And I think have to pay attention.
I wanted to chime in a little bit about gratitude, Sarah, because it rang so true for me what you're talking about tonight. So could I add something to that as well?
Absolutely. Thank you.
You know, I think several years ago on a show, we were talking about gratitude, and I started to do something that really makes a difference for me. And every night before I go to sleep, I think of five things I'm grateful for that day. And it changes the way I sleep and the way I end the day, and I could bring gratitude every day. And it's amazing the things I end up having gratitude for. Some days it's just a really comfortable, warm bed and a great pillow. And some days it's a friend who came out for me. And some days it's a stranger who helped me. And some days it's just being here and breathing and contributing to the world. So when you think about gratitude a lot, it really can make a change in how you look at your everyday life. So I wanted to share that because we discussed it in a show a while ago, and I made an effort to really incorporate it, and I'm grateful that you're talking about gratitude.
I'm grateful, and we're grateful for you, Stacy, for joining us here on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah. It's always a privilege to have you share your wisdom with us. And for those of you listening, if you'd like to have your natal chart done or any astrology report with Stacy, you can go to destinyinthestars.com. That's destinyinthestars.com. And there you'll find all the different types of sessions that Stacy offers. And you'll have the opportunity to register there so that you can have your own private session and learn what the stars have in store for you. Well, Stacy, the next time we talk, dun dun dun, it'll be 2026.
Oh my!
Because we will see you in the beginning of
January. It's
hard
to say. It's hard to say 2026.
Well, get used to it, because I have found myself talking to people about 2027, and they look at me like I'm crazy. And I said, well, last month I was saying to people, "Do you realize that it's 13 months away, and as quickly as this year went with all of its 12 months, it's going to be 2027 before we know it." So we all have to get our act together, get ourselves working on what we want to create, and get out of our own ways, because the times are moving and moving quickly. And the universe is constantly changing, and we need to evolve with it so that we can live the life that we desire.
I am there, and I'm glad we're all on this ride together, because that's how we're going to do it.
That's how we're going to do it, because it's going to be an interesting ride. Well, Stacy, thank you for taking the time. We wish you a very happy holiday season. We wish you all the best health and love and light in your family, and we are grateful for you and your participation in Spiritually Speaking with Sarah and your support throughout the years from its first show all the way to now. So we appreciate you.
My pleasure. I'm so happy to be here. Sending love to everybody, and we'll chat again next month.
Talk to you next year. Bye for now.
Bye.